Are you thinking about getting into Dungeons & Dragons? Maybe you're looking to expand your horizons as a DM or a player. If that's the case, then it's time for you to check out The Dungeon Cast, the best D&D podcast out there that helps you passively learn all about the game just by listening. Join co-hosts Will and Brian as they break down the lore of a rich multiverse 50 years in the making in a lighthearted and beginner-friendly way. They cover everything from character creation options to tips for dungeon masters. There's something for everyone, no matter how long you've been playing TTRPGs. Find The Dungeon Cast anywhere you get podcasts or on YouTube.
The Boar Knight, Part 10, Monstrous Mistake. Emotions spread from one person to another with ease. A smile on the face of a loved one can brighten your day, and tears in the eyes of a friend can strike deep into your heart. But when many people, of whom you know little to nothing, all feel the same thing together, that too is greatly contagious. Singing songs and swaying in rhythm with a crowd can grow and grow, organic and beautiful. But when the feeling spreading out to others is fear, it washes over in waves of rolling confusion. In this way, little creatures learn from one another and save one another. And so it was that Sir Nathaniel and his friends found themselves swept up in a rushing, whipping, flowing crowd of fleeing aquatic creatures. Nathaniel could see the confusion in their eyes and the tremors in their fins as they hastily swam away from the unknown, leaving a tumultuous path of stirring silt and whirling bubbles. The throng pushed forward, passing one house of opalescent shell, then another. The little homes grew as they passed. Some were only large enough for hermit crabs. Others were carved from massive sea boulders, with the sea lions inside, shutting kelp curtains in the crowd's wake. The trio's sudden run led them into a little undersea village, and villagers and visitors alike now stood, or floated, waiting as a most wondrous octopus of blue, purple, gold and green elegantly took to a podium, two of his arms wrapped around the lectern, while the others ushered the crowd to calm.
What's going on? Some frightening. Chase them all into town.
Oh, so that must be Mayor O'Pod. So maybe the mayor will know where the Ocean King is.
Thank you, Morris. Citizens of Wharfwater, please, please calm yourselves. I, too, have heard the reports. I, too, am worried. But I believe, as we have shown great strength in the past, so can we show that strength here now. Do not become lost to the confusion. We must wait for the froth to clear, as we do not have all the facts. Your reactions are grounded in our limited view, so let us widen it. Think of the little ones, the guppies, the hatchlings. Don't let fear be all they see. Are we not also the frightening beasts of the undersea? Bonnie, are you not a most dangerous urchin? And Greg, you can grow back your own limbs. We are a strong village. Whatever this obstacle is, we'll face it together. great question, Hal. We don't yet know if the appearance of the so-called monster at the cliff wall is connected to the spread of the creeping bloom. Yes, yes, I know. I know. But I assure you, as your mayor, we will find a solution. We will not continue to live in fear, to have our schools of pups fleeing their playgrounds. No! To have our farms and fields slowly consumed as the bloom grows ever closer. No! And so, I must ask for volunteers. Yes, brave stranger. I'm sorry, but are you a seal of some kind? An otter? A boar? A land beast? Here? How interesting. Yes, thank you, brave boar. Thank you for your courage.
And me. I volunteer.
Short legs, heavy metals, braids. Thank you, dwarven visitor.
Me too.
And you as well, young, skinny dwarf.
I'm a gnome.
Gnome? Oh. We are honored to have such generous volunteers visiting our fair wharf water. 3 cheers for our volunteers. Hip hip. Hip hip. Hip hip. Now go. Go to your homes and don't worry. We will investigate and find surely that there is nothing to fear. Dear visitors, I am Cecilopod, the mayor of Wharfwater. Thank you for volunteering, but I can't send you out there to deal with our local problems. They are not your burdens to bear. A knight? Here? In the undersea? Wait, Sir Knight, did the Ocean King send you?
But do you know where the Ocean King is? We need to find him.
The king? Oh, of course not. He's been missing for some time. But even if he's not sent you, our need for help is indeed most dire, Sir Knight. There are 2 parts to our current problems. First, a most terrible blight on our land. Most terrible, the creeping bloom.
Sorry, my accordion may be enchanted, but it's not used to being underwater. Please continue.
Yes, well, the creeping bloom. It appeared weeks ago. A great red cloud of swirling algae in the far outskirts of the great kelp prairie. Every hour it rolls closer. It consumes everything it touches, eating up the coral, kelp, seaweeds, and sometimes citizens.
Oh, no.
We've lost crops, homes, tourism. And every day, the creeping bloom moves ever closer. And now, of all times, on the other end of town, where our people thought they were safe, something unknown has begun to frighten the townspeople.
We heard them say it was a monster.
In truth, we don't know what it is.
So what do you know for certain? Has anyone seen this beast? Any descriptions?
Large white teeth, as long as your body, Sir Boar. Thick hide, and most worrisome, if not the teeth, it was covered in spatters of red. Some have called it a vampire.
Not to be mistaken
for a lampire or an underpire, which are common citizens here in the undersea, if not a bit pale.
It's just a rumor, Winnie.
As far as I know, no one has been hurt by this creature, just frightened. and I would like to keep it this way. If you really can help Worf Water, Sir Nathaniel, please find out the truth behind this toothy terror. The creeping bloom must be my focus for now.
Yes, Mr. Mayor. We will do our best to help Worf Water.
Yeah. Sir Nathaniel has faced worse, I think.
You'll want to head that way, down the road you came in on with the crowd. Swim for several minutes and you will see a cliff face. The creature was last spotted in that area.
We'll find a solution.
Well, we'll certainly try. Our best, we'll try our best.
Thank you. We're very lucky that a knight and his company have found their way to our waters.
Let's go.
So, the Ocean King has been missing. And what is that red haze out in the distance? Is it the creeping bloom? Oh, shush, stop being so dramatic.
We are closer now than ever before. These are his royal subjects. We should be able to find clues. Of course, sir. First we'll find this creature and help Worf Water.
Wait, so if the creeping bloom, don't do it, no, is in that direction, what's all this other red in the water?
There, the cliff. We're getting close.
Where did all the plants go? The growing kelp, the seaweed. This place is so dark.
Someone's here. Someone's crying. There. The glimmer of teeth.
Hide! It's so hard to see with the water so red. Paint! It's just paint? It doesn't sound scary. It sounds sad.
Sir, where are you going?
Excuse me. Help me. You're not frightened of me? Really? Thank you. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
All right. And I'm Winnie.
And I am Madrid, Sir Nathaniel's squire.
I'm Valentine. It's nice to meet you. You're correct. I'm not from Worfwater. My huddle, that is to say, my family, is from Tide Rock. But I was living in Birktide. The creeping bloom moved over our town a few days ago and took away our homes. I was headed to Worfwater to find a place to stay, but I couldn't carry my paint anymore. See, I'm an artist, but it's all too heavy. So I started to paint a mural here to use up some of my paints. I started a few days ago. Thank you. But it's still in the sketching phase.
So, what happened?
Worf Water thinks a dangerous monster lives out here.
Monster? I haven't seen one. In fact, I haven't seen too many others even come out this way. I spilled some paint on myself, and it got into the water, and I think I frightened a school that came out to play, and one of the guppies swam right into my tusks. The gup was fine, but no one's been out this way since. I'm not a monster, though, just a walrus. I didn't want to scare anyone. And I lost all my green paint.
Green?
The paint is red. That's why it's so scary.
Red? No, I have them labeled. Here, it... I put on the wrong cap. It's the red paint. Oh. No, I'm colorblind. Oh, I must have mixed it up when I was rushing out of Burktide. I'm sorry. First, the creeping bloom. Then scaring everyone.
Oh, places, places, everyone, places, come on.
The whole reason I left my huddle was to find friends. Find my own way, and I've gone and made a mess of it.
Cause when the light shines in, my art begins. No. Just repeat what I know one more time. For the ears in the back, you've got it wrong. Now and all along, all just one mistake. I never catch a break. Oh, though I seem, though I roar, though I shine, I know can't control what they think. And although now I will bigger than the stars, and if you take your time to really learn, you'd laugh at all the mistakes you've made. Oh, it is such a loss, the truth's more fun that way. Spilled milk, spilled paint, all the same, misunderstood. Who's really to blame? You've got it wrong. Artist or monster, truth should never blur. Oh, though I seem, though I roar, though I shine, I know can't control what they think. And although now I will paint my mark, you cannot hold it back. Bigger than the stars, and if you take your time to really learn, you'd laugh at all the mistakes you've made. Oh, it is such a loss, the truth's more fun that way. Like kids in the park, learning how to swing, those mistakes help you grow. Don't hold on to what they mean. No doubt the best advice is to live and let live, cause life's too short to wait, and good things don't look the same. Variety's the spice of life, only one color's such a shame. Now I'll paint, you cannot hold it back, bigger than the stars, and if you take your time to really learn, mistakes you've made. Oh, it is such a loss, the truth's more fun that way. Don't mind mistakes, just choose to grow. Choose to see all there's more to know. Just live and let live.
Valentine, please don't worry. We can clear up this misunderstanding. The mayor of Wolfwater can explain the truth to everyone. He's a very nice fellow. I think we can get this figured out.
You really think you can? Well, we can head to Wolfwater then. If you can help me with my paints.
Of course.
Are you okay, Madrid?
I just didn't know being a squire came with so much swimming. Or singing.
That's a Winthrop special. Valentine?
Yes?
If the creeping bloom isn't here yet, and you're just a normal walrus, why are all the plants around here missing? Valentine?
Well, see, I was painting, and my sketches weren't looking like I wanted. and then I spilled the paint. And people started getting scared, so I was really stressed out. And I ate them.
You ate them?
They were crunchy. The creeping bloom. Even as it gets closer and closer, I think I'm a bit lucky. See, I swim up to breathe air, so it doesn't hurt me like it does the fish folk. But it's still no fun to be around. It irritates my eyes and my skin. You should be careful, though, using those false water breathers.
What about the Ocean King?
The King? Oh, I wouldn't know anything about him. Is there something you need? Wehrmanism? That's terrible. So sorry, Sir Nathaniel, but I don't think I can be of much help with that.
Back so soon, Sir Knight? Who's this now?
Mayor O'Pod, we would like to introduce you to Valentine, the walrus painter.
And most certainly not a monster of any kind.
I don't understand. So he was the creature? Oh, I knew it! It was all just some misunderstanding. Hello, Mr. Valentine. I must apologize for the folk of Wharfwater. I understand that our actions towards you may have been off-putting, certainly, but I do hope you can forgive us.
No, please. I'm sorry for scaring everyone. I should have been more careful with the paint.
But we can't possibly have the fine folk here going around calling other people monsters. It's terribly inappropriate. Just too rude. Oh, please come this way. Sir Nathaniel says you were painting a mural out by the cliff.
Yes, after fleeing from Burktide, I wanted to paint something on the cliffside to help encourage people to raise their spirits and use up some of my paints.
Fleeing Burktide?
Yes, the creeping bloom has taken it, unfortunately.
It's so close.
Closer still.
And yet we're no closer to a solution. Oh, just yesterday Josie disappeared.
Do you have any ideas, Mayor O'Pod?
No. Usually the Ocean King would send our fast aquatic response team.
What if the creeping bloom took the Ocean King?
Come with me, quickly now. If the creeping bloom has already passed Burktide, then we have very little time left. We will have to take this into our own tentacles. Or fins, flappers, hands, and hooves. What I mean is that we will do something about this ourselves.
We'll do our best, but
the full moon is only a few nights away.
Leaping in long trots across the settled sand, through the little town of shell homes and stone shops, Sir Nathaniel and his compact comrades followed Mayor Cecil O'Pod to the Wharfwater Town Hall. From its sandy steps, the expanse of the creeping bloom was simple to spot, billowing like red clouds across the ocean floor, a most malevolent mist. All that fell behind its reach disappeared in the blossoming haze, and somewhere in those waters, hopefully still untouched by blight, waited the missing Ocean King, and the final ingredient that Sir Nathaniel so desperately needed.
The Poor Knight, written by K.A. Stats. Produced with additional sound design and accordion by Travis Vengroff. Edited with sound design and mixing by Dane Leonardson. With music by Stephen Malin, Ryan McQuinn, and Travis Vengroff. Starring Sam Yao, Paul Mea, David Devereaux, Juliana Gutierrez, Justin Kaltz, and David Alt. This is a Fool and Scholar production. Thank you for listening.
Hey there, this is Justin Bartha. I made a funny new podcast, King of the Egg Cream. It has the greatest cast in the history of podcasts with actors like Louis Black.
I'm torn by my feelings for two women.
Bobby Cannavale.
You can eat it,
Or if someone hits you, you can put it on your cut.
Melanie Linsky.
I wonder what these marvelous things are that look just like boiled chicken feet.
Jason Ritter.
I can break things and pick locks and kill people.
Michael Stuhlbarg.
The whole point is to inspire people that they should make themselves better.
Ari Grainer.
No, don't whet its appetite. What are you, an idiot?
Me, Justin Bartha.
That's not just any egg cream, that's a Lemke's special.
And all narrated by the hilarious Richard Kind.
This is the story of Harry Dalowitz and how he rose from nothing to become New York's King of the Egg Cream.
So if you like funny true stories, come listen to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.